You ready?
Yep. All right, we are here with the county attorney. Stephen, thank you so much for coming. We got four things that I believe we need to discuss today. First, our normal discussion about the budget within that, but what I'm still counting as number two of the four. We got to talk about the realities of flex and a new philosophy for how we're budgeting salaries. We got to talk about a new position that you've requested. And finally, we've got to talk about the security renovations in the Justice Center, which include a consolidation of office space in the initial plans, and exactly how we would pay for that and some thoughts I have about how we might pay for that. So that's the four things that I've got that we need to talk about. I think it's completely appropriate if I just throw it to you right here and say, is there anything you'd like to start with?
No, other than, unfortunately, these events are not well attended by the general public, and just from the standpoint that I always view this money as my money, and I'm always very careful about it. And in the absence of members of the general public, I can just put that on the record.
Well, and it's clear. If anybody ever wants to go in and look at the history, the reality is if you look at the county attorney's budget over the last 10 years, revenues are way, way up, and expenses have not gone up nearly that much. A lot of that has to do with the fines recovery program that you guys instituted. I think that not only do you set a great tone at the top, I think Teresa does a phenomenal job accounting for the money. She is clearly very, very careful with how things are done and where they come from, and it is greatly appreciated. So thank you very much. Revenues, I only had one thing. I believe that we should plug in $4,000, and I think it's under local government payments because, and I'll find out more about this Wednesday night, but I believe emergency management is going to contract with the county attorney to provide legal services at a rate with an estimated cost for a year of $4,000. I know you know about it. I didn't know if you wanted to speak to that at all.
Emergency management is one of the many voluntary boards in the state of Iowa that, in my opinion, goes underrepresented, primarily because members of voluntary boards are reluctant to pick up the phone to call for legal advice because it's so expensive. I have made some overtures, not too strenuously over the years, to members of our legislature here locally to bring that issue up to see if there would be any interest in the legislature. Of course, with all the many other competing items, it never seems to get any airtime. But because there are so many voluntary boards in the county, it might be an even bigger sense source of revenue to the county. I don't know that there are legal prohibitions against my representation of the boards, unless, and of course, there are conflicts that develop. And that could happen, but I've thought about expanding that or going to some of these quasi-public boards and seeing whether or not they would be interested. The problem is, of course, competing with the private bar in that matter, and I can't do that so much. Mm-hmm. But that's why it'd be very nice if the legislature would just simply put a line or two in a couple of key places. But yes, that $4,000, in my opinion, could do that. I mean, you could put it
where it became clear to me is with primarily Jessica Reynolds as our civil attorney, and I serve as chair of the Emergency Management Commission. It was very, very easy for me to be dealing with something having to do with emergency management, which is not Story County, but everybody looks at it and thinks it is Story County.
And it's funded primarily through Story County.
Absolutely, because we choose that funding mechanism that the state allows. I mean, you could go with a per capita system in order to fund it, and each city would kick in, but Story County has not traditionally gone that way. So it's housed here in the administration. But I mean, there's so much about it that looks like Story County. But for me, just for ease, if I had an issue, a legal question, or I had a contract that I needed reviewed, it was simple for me just to forwarded on to Jessica, and she's been really, really good about digging into those. And I got to think about it, and I thought, well, that's not completely appropriate. She's Story County's representative, not emergency management. And so it just made sense to me that we look into this. I fully expect it to get done as part of the emergency management budget. And to me, it just formalizes that relationship between the county attorney and emergency management if we do it along those lines, as long as it's really, really clear that you represent Story County first, and if there's ever a conflict between Story County and emergency management, you're representing Story County.
That would be clear.
Yep.
Well, just this morning, Lucy helped me with an issue. The superintendent of the Collins Maxwell School System has an issue, and it's up for some dissension.
The
question was whether or not I could give them some advice in terms of the code. Well, it was an election issue, and I just deferred them over to Lucy. But that's an example where different times you get those kinds of inputs. Now, one input that I do quite regularly that I don't charge from historically, and I've never done it, was the township trustees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the township trustees have a budget, but I have never charged them. And over the years, my goodness, I've spent quite a bit of time. So if that could be something that...
But I think the code is pretty clear on that one, isn't
yeah.
it? Doesn't it say that the county attorney shall represent
yeah.
or no?
No.
Okay.
I thought it did, but I know
did
that's
too.
The general
no,
understanding.
It's at my discretion.
Okay.
Oh, is it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if it's at your discretion, could you charge them? I don't know.
That's the question.
Well, I think that's a nice question. They are still a subdivision. If they didn't get legal advice from me, where would they get the legal advice? If they had to get other legal advice, they'd have to pay for it. That's where I'm coming from the standpoint of, well, if you had to pay for other legal advice, then mm-hmm. perhaps I could because it's discretionary.
So $4,000. In that's not currently in. Do we feel good about the $350 and the $75 in the restitution?
I'm still cautious because I think it's going to be very, very, very close, but I'm hopes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that one's a hard one for me to project. Like I see that we're only 46% of the way there for this year for the county's portion, and we're only 24%. But as I understand that really ramps up at the end because you've got to hit those certain thresholds before you start collecting those portions.
Well, the 24%, yeah, is we've only been collecting now for 3 months. So it's honestly on a 9-month schedule,
right.
Not a 12-month for the 24%. But I think by my calculations that we're plateaued enough that I'm afraid we're going to be we might even be a little bit short. We might be a little bit long, but I don't think so.
Okay. And in order to increase that at all, we're to the point that we would have to increase staff in order to increase what was coming in, right?
I think those statistics, we've had the discussion. It appears that we've plateaued. You have to have more manpower now.
If we choose to have more manpower, or we can just kind of continue, but it's so for a few years there, it was growing every year.
Right.
We should expect not to see it grow anymore unless we want to put additional resources toward having it grow.
That's what we think. Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like.
Questions on revenues? Okay.
So we did plug the
$4,000
local government payments. Is that the word?
Is that the appropriate line item?
Yes.
At least for what I was describing? Okay. So $4,000 we plugged in there. revenues increased by $4,000.
All right. Good.
All right. Let's move on to the regular budget. Teresa, draw a line under the employer flex benefits, which is just over midway down page 12. And let's talk about up from there. So we aren't going to be able to do flex as we've done in the past. It is our expectation. We don't know exactly where we're headed yet. It's our expectation that the cost to the county, and thereby the cost to the county attorney in this line item, is going to go up under health benefits. But it's going to be a fluctuation of everything above there because it's going to impact FICA. It's going to impact IPERS. All those numbers are going to change as soon as we start to get some clarity on it. We'll let you know what to plug in there. We don't know what it is yet. I would expect an increase overall. As for salaries, we're going to budget closer to actual salaries this year. So we're committed to all the approved positions. Any approved position you have, we're committed to you having that full. But the reality is we don't have 100% of our positions filled 100% of the time. We've been budgeting like every position was going to be filled 100% of the time. We're going to budget less than that this year. It's going to be somewhere in the 90% range that we're going to budget. And then we're going to recognize that we're going to have to amend our budget a lot of places later in the year in order to recognize that we're paying actual cost on that salary line item. Any questions there? I know you've heard that already, that spiel.
No, I understand.
You've heard it a couple times.
Yes.
Just want to be consistent with what we're doing. Anything in those employee-related costs that we need to talk about before we move on down? Okay, vehicle fuels and maintenance, you've got a whopping $500 plugged in there. Looks like maybe you're not going to spend $500, but I think $500 is probably the right amount to have plugged in there. It was over $500 one year.
Yep.
Just along.
I won't let you spend $500 on that car, just so you know.
Hey, now I want you to know the Green Hornet is a good car.
I'm sure. I saw you getting in it the other day.
Well, and I wanted to mention that to you. We don't use it that frequently, and so when it sits, it doesn't do it any good. It didn't do it any good for its onboard computer sitting in the sun, baking in the sun out there, and it didn't do it any good for its mass air sensor and a few other items. And I've taken it, and I usually drive it for a while. And I've been driving it for a couple of weeks here in the dead of winter because I put it inside. I feel sorry for the thing. But it's only got 63,000 miles on it, and it's in darn nice shape.
What year is that thing?
99.
Okay.
And, I mean, its dash is peeled up. It's like it's got a fat lip because it sat and baked in the sun so long. I'm trying to figure out how to fix that. But I was going to ask you if you had any objection to me perhaps driving it and using it. And I don't use the county gas card. I put my own money in it when I drive it, so just so that's clear. But just so from the standpoint that it needs to be driven periodically. That's its biggest problem.
Is it marked? Is it labeled? Is it?
It has door markings, but we took them off because they look so bad, and I haven't had a chance to get a hold of Cal or whoever's got those decals to put them on it. And it's got a government plate on it,
right?
And so, I just haven't got around to that. But the side decals were white, and they were so badly weathered that I took a heat gun and took them off. They look bad.
Is there any taxability for that?
The problem
There's a law enforcement exemption, but I'm not sure how.
The problem would be as if you were driving it home back and forth, rather than if you were, you know, here during your day, like you were going from here to Ames back and forth, or meetings during the day in the county. You know, that's one way.
Wait a minute. So there's a law enforcement
IRS.
Exemption.
Yeah. The law enforcement.
This is the chief law enforcement officer in Story County.
That's a little different.
Yeah. It's different.
Yeah, the IRS rules the 24-hour on-call IRS or 24-hour on-call law enforcement as exempt.
Well, technically, I'm on-call 24 hours, but still, I'm not.
Our emergency management director gets taxed.
$3 a day.
$3 a day because he drives a county vehicle back to and from work. Our two facilities dudes get taxed $3 a day. Three secondary roads guys get taxed $3 a day.
But they're all using county gas back and forth as well, right?
County vehicle and county gas. They, you know, I'd have to research the code on that one. I'm not sure.
Well, let's look at the code. And what I would suggest is if the code says that it's appropriate at that $3 a day, I'd encourage you to start using the county. I mean, just do what's appropriate. You're the county attorney. The other thing I was going to mention is, as we go through what we have with CLP, if we have any vehicles that outclass a green 1999, would you like to adopt one of those and let the green one go?
I kind of like the Green Hornet. I mean,
I'm sure you'll have to.
But if there is a newer one with better mileage,
if Chuck Grassley can hang on to his and drive all over the state of Iowa, you could fit right into that category and look real good.
I feel like the same thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be nice.
Okay. Well, let's just make sure we have that conversation as we start to figure out what's happening with some of our equipment and vehicles at CLP.
Right. No, okay. I'll talk to Lisa. Okay.
Let's leave that at 500. Okay. Office supplies. Teresa, do you really need 16,000 in there?
You know, I made a little note that if Rick asked me on this line item, I probably could come down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, so I look at it and I say, realistically, God, you're in the 14,000 range.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Have you been able to order through Office Max?
Yes. What we've been doing that now.
And you've had some savings
this year,
there?
So, okay. And you know, I didn't. Yeah, I think I'm like even maybe.
Oh, you're a little under right now. I mean, what I had here, you've spent 6,000 so far.
Yeah, so I'm at 37%. So, yeah.
So I mean, I just think 14 doesn't put you in a bind, but it. So we'll cut 2,000 out of that one.
Yeah. Well, and I think that, you know, we talked about this numerous times, Teresa. You wanted to kind of get a feel for the office and what the needs were, plus the fact that there's so many changes in electronic.
And this year we have switched to Office Max, so I think we
saved
may
a lot of money
see
too.
That we've saved even more. So, yeah.
Okay.
I think that's appropriate.
The $7,000, so magazines, periodicals, and books. I thought those were becoming a thing of the past. What are we doing with those that it's
not up? Not for the attorneys.
They call show and tell for the attorneys so they can, if people walk in, they know that they've got something to read.
Well, if you want to buy us four or five different computer screens so the attorney can look at four or five different Iowa code sections at one time, and that's what oftentimes I do. I mean, for this issue this morning, I had three different codes out looking at three different places in the elections section and then in the sections for schools and then in another section pertaining to funding for schools.
There's times his desk isn't big enough.
And then there are other reference books that deals with the rules of criminal procedure, et cetera. And so when you're pulling them all out, a lot of the times it's just visually it's – a computer just doesn't work in certain circumstances very well.
Yeah. I wasn't complaining about the 7,000 at all. I just think it's interesting in today's mass media world to see that that's a line item that we're actually going to continue to spend some dollars in.
Mm-hmm. And actually this year our books went up, just our library plan went up just a little bit. So. Mm.
And don't forget, I mean, if it's an electronic book, they still charge you for that, too. We have electronic publications from the Attorney General's office on our criminal law update and civil law update and all of those types of things, and that costs money as well.
So, in other words, you cannot call Ceres and get an update on your information using your cell phone?
No.
Okay. Sounds good, then.
You still have a flip phone, Stephen?
I do. Although it might have gone in the wash. It was real close this morning. It just barely missed the washing machine, and I'm worried about the fact that my wife is coming home, and it may still be in that pair of pants.
I'm just happy that we've got him out of the bag phone. That's the only thing I was...
Correct.
Fine collection program, just tell me where we're seeing. Clearly, we're way over what we budgeted for this year. Where are we seeing those increased costs?
This is opportunity that we would have to locate people. So one of the places is Iowa Workforce and Development. We can find out if people are employed somewhere, and then we can garnish their wages. Mm-hmm. We're seeing really good success in that. And also there's another one, it's the work number, and it's a nationwide employer search. So I put all three of those together. So we have our CLEAR that we use now, and that's $239 a month. That's what this was originally set at. But we could add Iowa Workforce and Iowa Work Number to bring it up to $6.
Yeah, and so that may, going back to what we were talking about earlier on the fines recovery, if we don't decide to add any staff at it, one way we may be able to increase what we're bringing in a little is by seeking out the offenders in different ways. So it makes a lot of sense to me. I'm expecting that you're going to tell me that increased $4,000 that we're going to spend there we would expect to see much more than that in restitution by having access to those kinds
of things. I would certainly hope so. And I asked them to, so I figured out in this year's that I'm going to be over in a couple of places. Mm-hmm. I said, so let's go ahead and spend it for January and February and monitor the numbers. We're going to see how many of those that we actually do pick up and make sure that it is cost effective.
Okay.
And these are directed at people who are, we think, trying to work too, as opposed to that segment that is not working,
right?
Which is very difficult to recover from.
Sure it is. Okay. Postage and mailing going up for everybody.
It is, and what I tell you, I'm constantly. So I figured out that with attorneys not coming into the courthouse anymore, they're not picking up their media anymore. So what we've done now is I've asked the attorneys to we hold on to our batch of media until after Tuesdays. When we have pre-trials on Tuesday, I've asked them, take the basket down, get rid of as many as you can at pre-trials, and then we'll mail the rest of them. So I'm not sure if that's going to help a whole lot, but I'm trying.
I appreciate you trying.
What she's referring to is the clerk of court's office used to have a box for all of the practicing attorneys.
Right.
And now there's just not that traffic anymore.
Right. Yep. Makes sense. Next place I had a question was dues and memberships. Looks like it's up, and it looks like you really haven't spent much this year, and so I just wanted you to talk me through it.
Most of those come at the first of the year. And the reason why it's up a little bit is there was a request that we have all more of our attorneys appear at the Story County Attorney Association.
Story County Bar Association.
Right.
Sorry.
Okay.
And
And I've heard that, and yeah, so, didn't okay. say how many, but an appearance would be helpful.
Yes, so that's why it actually went up, and most of those dues don't come due until after the first year.
Yeah, makes sense to me. And then office equipment, generally you don't spend these dollars pretty regularly. Do you have things in mind, or do you just need the placeholder of the $2,000?
Actually, it's chairs, all of our chairs.
We're dealing with it.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad right now, and I'm going to have to go in and purchase a few more chairs here right now just because, but I'm making progress. I'm just changing out like three or four of them a year is what I'm doing.
You might want to work through Paul on that. He's getting very good at being able to find the best price on chairs.
Through Office Max.
Yeah, mine are, I don't believe, too expensive at all.
Ours weren't assembled, and I just called down to facilities, and I said, would you guys mind having the night mechanic put these together? No problem. Come up the next morning, and there's your chair. So
you'll have to, yeah.
I think you got here like in less
than a day. You got, yeah.
Yeah.
Theirs are really big, but
just don't buy chairs far or far away. It's better to buy them locally. You got to have a local agent.
Okay, that's it until we get to countywide services, unless we want to talk about anything else there. Lisa, what did we do as we went through all of that?
We subtracted $2,000.
Okay. Before we go to the next one, because I think it's going to have an impact on the conversation, let's talk about Justice Center security renovation and some thoughts that I have. And, Stephen, you and I have talked about this informally for how ultimately Story County would pay for that. So not because anybody here doesn't know it, but just because we're on the record, and I think it's important to kind of point these things out as we go. The way the fines recovery money works is the county attorney goes after the restitution. The county gets a portion of that, I think, from the first dollar, right? The county gets a portion. And then after the county attorney hits a threshold, the county attorney starts to collect a small portion. That's the $75,000 that we have budgeted in revenues there. What we've talked about is, as part of this Justice Center security renovation, we've talked about consolidating the county attorney's office space from currently we've got some in Ames in a very tight space. We've got some here in Nevada over at the Justice Center, again, on top of each other. We do not have enough square footage for the staff that we have in the county attorney's office. We've talked about bringing them all into the Justice Center, letting the space go for the county attorney that's over in Ames and doing the renovation. Initial estimates look like it's somewhere between $1.5 million and $1.9 million in renovations to do this security and office space. It's taking up the old smoker's courtyard and really redoing the front of the Justice Center, shifting around the sheriff's office so that there's more visibility down the hall, making sure that in the county attorney's public areas, there's more visibility right out there in front. Right now, you can walk into the Justice Center, and at the entrance, you could walk in with a bazooka, and nobody would see you most of the time. And we really feel important. It's important that we have more activity up there and more visibility because that enhances security. Additionally, we're looking at creating an entrance that actually has more of a, for lack of a better term, airport-type security station that you've got to go through where the equipment is protected when we're not using it, meaning it's behind a door when we're not using it, but when we are using it, the flow goes right through it. The way I'm proposing that we look at paying for something like this is we look at using this fine recovery dollars, both the county's portion and the county attorney's portion, and we ask that the county attorney, as much as he's allowed by law, knowing that he can't encumber a future county attorney, but the county attorney commit that it is his intention to pay for half of this renovation out of his portion of that fines recovery money. So at 1.5, that's $750,000. I think we've got $80,000 in that account right now.
We got $138,000.
We got $138,000 in there. A portion of it right now, and then in my mind, the $70,000 or $75,000 a year until such time as we get that portion paid. We have supervisors figure out how to work the remaining part, which the way we account for it right now is some of it, well, it all comes into the straight into the general fund, right, Lisa?
Right. Yeah.
Straight into the general fund, but then we pay for the cost of these people that are doing the fines recovery out of that. We've got to continue to be able to pay for that, but then we've got a portion left over that we could start to, what word do you want me to use here?
Assign.
We want to designate, that we want to designate or assign
or commit
to this
or
project to try to get it done. The timeline that we talked about with Cal earlier today was a start of late spring 2016 with construction during the rest of the calendar year 16 and most of 2017. So it would actually go across three different budget years. What I would like to do is have enough in the budget for the FY16 budget, which we estimated this morning at somewhere in just over $300,000, that we could actually get the project started. If we could have access to most or all of the 130 whatever that you have in there, and then the 75 per year until such time as we get to that half of the cost, I think it makes this project really, really doable. I think the timeline works out that we can find a way for the county to be able to fund it without having to take on any debt or any major debt, and it would have a funding stream to pay for it. I just want to make sure that you're okay with all of that, and so I wanted to lay it out here in front of everybody.
Well, I'm very, very appreciative of your considering this renovation. I think that the office sorely needs it. I think it will add so much to the Justice Center, and I think it will probably serve this community for decades. And so I want to thank you for that. And as far as the money in the county attorney's fund, you know, realize I have two funds. I have a forfeiture fund, and then I have this fund. The forfeiture fund, if I could contribute to it, I could.
Right.
I would, but I can't.
No, it needs to stay as it is.
It has to.
Right.
As far as the money from fine recovery, I'm more than happy to commit the entire amount of that fund. I think we could probably easily contribute $125,000 right up front for some easy number. Keep a few thousand in there for something, although I don't know what it would be.
Right.
But as far as my commitment to the remainder of my term to commit this amount of money in that fund, you have it. And I would think that any new county attorney in seeing what this means would, I think, easily agree to. There aren't that many uses, I don't think, for this fund that could be better suited. I was trying to imagine myself what would it be. And, for instance, I use some of the forfeiture money that I have for law enforcement purposes. If they have specific projects or they're in need of a specific piece of equipment and they can't afford it, or they need help with it, training, that type of thing. This money is a little different. It's, I think, under the code, at my discretion, to use in about any direction that I can, as long as it has to do with the office. So this is a great project. And you have my wholehearted commitment to that.
Questions, board?
Not a question, and I was going to make a comment, but I'm not sure if it's the best way to state it. The need is there. We've recognized that for some time. The question has always been, what is the most appropriate and best way to fund this? Because either way you look at it, it is a capital improvement. It's a capital project where we're renovating a building to accommodate situation. What is attractive about it at this point in time is that we can definitely say that there is a pot of the money that we generate annually that is going to be used towards the overall cost of this. Now, recognizing that obviously there may be some, I use it unintended or, you know, or costs that we're not quite, you know, that may not be covered beyond this fine recovery dollars. And that will probably be where we would have to kind of look at where would be the appropriate place to be able to do that. And a lot of that's determined by the construction cycle, and when claims are due and all of those types of, you know, of things that are coming in. But I think it's a great selling point to the general public, you know, that we're not having to bond for this, so I think I like that, you know, and I'm pleased that you'd be willing to go along with that concept.
I think it's unique, Wayne. I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's not tax dollars.
Right.
This is revenue and from a wonderful program, and I don't know that the people that thought of it fully, I think, could grasp the far-ranging good that can come from it.
Well, you should be commended for really advocating that this program get started in Story County. It was before Paul and I were on the board that the program got started, but we've grown the program since we've been here. But I think you had the foresight to really see what this could mean, and now to be able to possibly do this without using taxpayer dollars, to me, is really, really exciting.
The question, because the general population is in Ames, fine recovery, people that need to come in and so forth, are you still contemplating, though, having a satellite office there for those people that we're working with?
They can actually go to the clerk of court to make their payment. So
okay.
they can stop by the Ames clerk of court to make the payment.
Okay.
And as far as a place where they could drop off their forms that they fill out, we're going to have an attorney over there.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. How do we do that? So, and then are there particular security concerns, logistics with, you know, sometimes when you have a situation where you have very few people around and you've got an irate person having to come in and saying that they've got to come up with X number of dollars, have we thought into, I mean, I want us to think through all of those logistics of, you know, how that is going to be a situation that for staff, that our attorneys.
To bring them to Nevada to fill that,
right.
Well, I understand.
I've thought of that, the recent renovations you made for community services, and I don't know exactly what and how the extent of community services will remain, but they have essentially a bulletproof front lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was a sign there that advertised where forms were and they knew just generally they didn't have to spend any time with it, but they could direct it at it, and we can put it on the website too for people's convenience, because the county will always have a presence at that building. Mm-hmm. So I think that perhaps something on the marquee to that effect if they need it. And then, you know, they're a phone call away or a visit, a text away.
We can even ask the clerk of court to put some kind of a drop box for us there, too.
Or the clerk of court, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's possible. But I'm hoping, too, that maybe some transportation advantages will arise. And that, I think, would be the most beneficial, because part of the problem that I think that is being addressed with this renovation in the front lobby area, hopefully, will be to offer people who don't have transportation access back to Ames, which is our largest metropolitan area. And I think that if that had some regularity to it, it would alleviate a lot of if you're there at certain times of the day or night, you can see, you know, kind of the line of stray cats sitting along the wall. Well, that would help a great deal in that respect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Answer your question?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Anything?
I think it's an appropriate discussion. That building, it's been, 15 years since they designed that building, at least. Mm-hmm. So, and honestly, the county attorney's office missed the mark in the beginning. You guys took the short end of that stick, and we appreciate you hanging on for so long.
Thank you.
And let's not lose sight. So it's exciting that we are considering bringing the county attorney's office space requirements up to the standard of how many staff they have and what they do and how they serve the public. That's great. But the primary focus of this project, you know, beginning, middle, and end, all the way through, has been security of the courthouse and how we're going to do that. Right. And I see this as a key component to really helping to secure that front and giving us great activity in the front. It puts our two county offices right up front.
It does.
Of that.
Right.
Sets of eyes based on
absolutely.
This design. Our sets of eyes, and I think that will be, it will be interesting to see the dynamic. It's very difficult to always predict how a dynamic will work.
Absolutely.
But I'm very encouraged by it.
Well, it's been a really good process so far. The sheriff and county attorney both have had a lot of an opportunity to weigh in to the initial plans. It will come to us as we move deeper into this for us to look at, and then we'll see where it goes. I'm so appreciative to you for helping us start to figure out what the funding is going to look like and how we could potentially pay for something like this. So.
And for Paul and for Wayne too, some of this area is going to be for the sheriff. I mean, it's for our use. I mean, and we've incorporated a couple of deposition rooms.
It's going to need to be if we're talking about some type of security.
This is for conducting business to ease the jail because we've been imposing on the jail to use certain rooms that they use because of the number of depositions and some of the larger cases. Right. And this, I'm hoping, will alleviate that. John Asmussen was very excited about it.
Well, John Asmussen was excited. The sheriff has been involved in most of those meetings. It has not only frees up some space in the jail, it makes the entrance to the sheriff's office more usable where you're headed. It frees up some IT space, which is desperately needed over there in the center of the building, creates space for any kind of camera system that ultimately we put into the county. I mean, it seems to, at this point, really address the security concerns we have. And, oh, by the way, it happens to help us take care of the county attorney's office space concerns. Mm-hmm. Nothing else there. We'll move on to the request for a new position. Lisa, is there anything before we move to request a new position that we've missed?
Nope.
All right, request for a new civil position. Alyssa, I know you've had a chance to look at this. Stephen, we'll start with you.
Well, you all should have my letter of December 5th, yep. And in that letter I outlined for you briefly some statistical concerns that I have about the position. Just generally speaking, again, civil matters are somewhat different because they don't have the same immediacy of other criminal matters. That is most of the time. But nevertheless, the civil attorney does respond and is required to answer questions sometimes on short notice and needs to give some answers when matters have some urgency. Jessica has been doing the majority of it, but during this period of time, I've sort of shied away from doing some of the criminal work to assist her too, because she was new in the job, and it covers a wide array of code sections and jobs. This board, in its duties and responsibilities, is very expansive. And so you've just got to be familiar with a wide variety of matters. Just like this morning when we're talking about dealing with school boards, even though it's not really my job, nevertheless, those matters do come. Mm-hmm. And when you have a matter like that with the general public, it takes time to be nice. You just simply don't hang up the phone with the superintendent of schools. You listen to their issue and you explain to them, well, this is the lay of the land, and let me see what I can do to get you to the right place to answer your question. All of those matters take time. And in order to, I think, enhance you as the Board of Supervisors, the county attorney's office historically has always been sort of the office of first and last resort when other offices can't answer questions. Typically, all of the calls are directed to the county attorney's office in one way or another. So, to me, business has gotten busier, not just for those reasons, but because of the, I think, expanding nature of business and, in part, your desires to encourage growth in the county, which is entirely appropriate. All of those matters combine to tell me that I can see in Jessica that she is stressed at times. And in order to keep good staff, you've been very kind to me too to increase or give me sufficient monies in my budget. I had a call just last week from the Cerro Gordo County attorney complaining of the difficulty he was having with his board and the fact that he'd trained five assistants in the last 5 years and all five had left for higher paying jobs and that he just couldn't continue to do that. And I said, well, I'm very familiar with that. And I explained to him my continuing difficulty with Polk County, the greater Des Moines area, all of the state government offices that offer higher salaries. And it's always a difficult to keep the best of people, but you do need the best people. Jessica is a very capable young attorney, and right at this moment in my office, and I think Teresa would agree, I have a great group of young attorneys, but I'm more cognizant of the fact now because it is a great burden when you lose an attorney. It takes a great amount of staff time to interview. It takes more time to try and find that right fit. And so for all of those reasons, I don't want to be too long-winded, but there's clearly the business here for another civil attorney. That would allow me, I suppose I will continue to lend my opinions and help from time to time. But Jessica has increased in her efficiency and her knowledge, and hopefully we can get another attorney in there to help her if you agree with me, and I think it will go a long way to easing the job for her and also maybe allow me to get back to doing some other criminal work.
Let me start with this, and then, Alyssa, I'm going to ask you for your analysis of this. I know that I was, first of all, I completely recognize that this board, and specifically maybe the current chairman of this board, really likes to push the envelope and really offers some unique challenges to our county attorney and our civil attorney in the questions that I ask and the way I ask them and what kind of answers I want to get and hope to get and push it through. So I recognize that the caseload, the increased caseload, generously is at least partially due to this Board of Supervisors and the way we operate, but probably even more so than just partially. Second thing I would say is I was highly concerned when Steve Owen got the judgeship. Steve Owen was our civil attorney. When Steve Owen got the judgeship, because I could see the kind of things we had facing us with what we wanted to do with TIF and what, you know, so many of the things that this board was trying to put into place. And I was really, really concerned about where that was going to go. Steve and I have been so appreciative of the time you've been willing to spend with us. But even beyond that, I have really been appreciative at how bright and hardworking Jessica is and the service that she offers not only to this board but to Story County. I think you made a phenomenal selection when first you made her civil and then later made her your first assistant. I think as an outsider looking into your office, I see your office operating at a different level maybe than it was before, and I think a lot of that is attributable to Jessica and the work she's put in. You deserve full credit for being sharp enough to spot that talent and utilize it to its utmost. So I am extremely happy with our civil. I am cognizant of the fact that we really are asking a lot of our civil. And with that, I would turn to you and get your analysis as you looked at this. Alyssa.
I did meet with Teresa and Jessica and discussed, you know, how many cases they have. The trend on where there is more work for that civil, we are having more contracts run through the civil attorney than any time before. I think that's, you know, the board has made a statement that you have legal counsel review everything before it reaches the agenda for the board's approval. From a liability standpoint, it's extremely important to have a civil attorney ready and available at all times to review stuff. Or we do get into some, especially employment situations, into some situations. The work that, like Rick said, the board gives them, the work that comes from HR isn't getting any less either. You know, as we get further into things, I'm seeing more ADA issues, more, well, just with this flex benefits, we do have some issues there. We're kind of in a lull this year because we don't have any contracts open, but that takes a lot of time, too. I haven't heard a lot of complaints as far as response time, but I know that, you know, when you email an attorney, you do, for some reason, whether regardless of what department you work for, you do expect a response in a timely fashion. And I don't know if that, I haven't heard a lot of complaints, but I do know, I know conservation gives a lot of work.
Conservation.
To his office.
And we're going to need more.
Are you?
We're busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think Jessica, I know Stephen and Jessica have said it that the board and HR needs to be immediately taken care of, but beyond that is where she really is feeling like we need to step that up a little bit. Our response time for the other departments is part of this request for the second civil, so we can step up our response to that.
Now, just for everybody's information again, when Jessica is the second first assistant that I've had who's been civil. Rod Reynolds was the first, and that was at the request of the previous board, which I think was an excellent request made of me. It caught me a little bit off guard in the beginning, and I didn't quite know how to think about it. But I fell back and did a lot of – I still sat in the office and did a lot of the criminal work, and Rod was very self-sufficient and worked, I thought, remarkably well with the board. And you know, we would get together on issues from time to time, but I think that if you are very proactive, which you are, and I think other departments have sort of stepped up that as well, it's wonderful for me. I'm extremely pleased that you're willing to call. You'd be surprised, and I think I've said this at previous meetings, you'd be surprised how many boards of supervisors and county attorneys don't get along or don't seek each other out. And I think the county suffers, and I think you're to be credited to the extent that you do that.
Are we talking about this being more of an entry-level attorney position? Where does this fall in terms of who we would need to seek out if we approve the position?
So we're thinking around 69.7 is what we had figured for a salary. What that Jessica would stay specifically with the Board of Supervisors and HR and a few other departments, and then that civil attorney would take the remainder of the departments.
And would the intent be then that Jessica would oversee that attorney, and then Stephen, I'm counting on that you and Jessica would maintain your outstanding relationship.
I'm not going to step aside and go fishing. I mean, I'm going to keep an eye on everything as well, because you know every once in a while there's something that comes up that I just happen to know something about. So
I had a conversation with Steve Owen probably 2.5 or 3 years ago. And he said, at that point, he said, you guys could use a full-time attorney just yourselves. And that was about the time we hired you. And things haven't slowed down any since then. And in all practicality, they're not going to slow down in the near future. So I appreciate your insight into this. You get to the point sometimes you're almost concerned that you're putting too much on Jessica's plate. And she always assures you that, you know, and she has been, and especially for us, you know, her turnaround times is you know, it's terrific. I never have to wait for an answer from Jessica, and I appreciate that.
Well, not very long ago, and I won't mention the names, but a municipality, I think, heaped too much on the shoulders of their civil counsel. They should have done what you're considering, because they lost a great resource and a great attorney. You just got burned out.
Mm-hmm. And I see Jessica all the time telling all the rest of the attorneys in our office, you work for the government, you need to take your vacation. It's stressful. You need to take your vacation.
Absolutely.
And I'm not so sure she's following that.
Will you address the legal assistant situation? You're asking for a new attorney, but you're not asking for
an increase
an increase in your pay plan staff.
Right. We've conducted a few interviews, and not everyone with a law degree is a trial attorney, and that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for an attorney to fill this victim witness slot, and I'm thinking about changing the name of it too, because I'm a little concerned about the context of it. What was that little title I came up with? Do you remember that?
I don't remember. Well, but I think she's asking if we're adding a second civil, what we'll do with the current number of legal.
Yeah, the legal providing that assistance to those attorneys.
That's I misunderstood what you're saying.
Jessica's need for a legal assistant is not that high. It's mostly entering the information into ProLaw on whatever topic she's working on at the time. I know that our legal assistant that helps her doesn't have a whole lot of time to help her, and that probably, you know, hopefully they're going to be doing a lot of that stuff themselves is what it comes down to. It's just entering the information into ProLaw, and they're just going to have to take on some of that themselves.
So this will bring you, if this is approved, to 14 full-time attorneys plus Stephen. Assistants plus Stephen. Is that correct?
But there's 12 right now.
Yeah, but we have the one that we're trying to fill right now.
Oh, that one. That would be.
If, so it would be 14 attorney assistants plus you.
Correct.
Is that, Alyssa, do I have those numbers right? We've talked about that.
So an increase of two attorneys, but really only one staff position.
One staff position. Right. So that brings 14. And
if I did the math right, that's 10? What I have. Because you've got one vacancy 11. Now.
Yep.
And then you're adding another. Or you're
that's
requesting
correct.
To add another.
Yep.
Yes.
So it'll be 14 plus Stephen.
Yeah.
14 plus Stephen.
Right. And that's still less than our closest comparison county up for Sioux City, they have 17. and they've got about 10,000 more in population.
Yeah, but they have to cross the water by the water, you know, and that kind of makes a big difference. You got to cross that water and that bridge. Plus, plus there's more railroad tracks. See, all of those things.
What's the appropriate way for us to consider this? Does it happen here? Does it happen on a Tuesday morning? How does it happen?
I think you made a statement before that any new staff you want to come to a Tuesday morning.
Come to a Tuesday morning?
So just even though it wouldn't be effective until the beginning of the next fiscal year, I think you said that in a couple – or in that – first meeting you had here that you prefer.
So assuming that this thing gets passed, which I think I've heard enough to know where this is headed, tell me about where you're going to house this person, what's going to happen. It feels to me like they're going to be spending a lot of time over here. It feels to me like that for the foreseeable future, Stephen, you already got people on top of people. I mean, I think it's important that they have – I know that when Jessica's over in your office, her space is back in a file room somewhere. Let's talk that through for just a minute so we have some idea there.
Well, we do have one of the attorneys will go into the desk in the area where Teresa is now, and that does leave one a necessary space. And I don't have a good idea about that. I don't have any room inside of the areas in Ames. So we need to have that discussion.
Well, I have a thought. So let's just talk it through. We have a couple spaces that it's shocking. We have a couple spaces downstairs across from Planning and Development and Health that used to be Board of Health that I think are available spaces right now. Now, I don't presume for a second that would be the permanent sole office of anybody, but I do think it might make some sense if we were to outfit that office as a county attorney office for you to use how you see fit, and maybe it becomes somebody's kind of pseudo home base where they're back and forth with you. But I think there's a possibility for definitely one right there and maybe two, depending on – I think there's three down there that are open.
There's three down there. The recorder has one that they use something for the passport.
Okay, so there's two available that if we –
three available.
There's three available
because there's four offices there now.
There are four.
So my thought was either one or two of those we outfit for the county attorney, we key for the county attorney, you utilize them how you see fit, but it may alleviate some of that issue for you.
And it's a lot closer proximity than...
That would be quite helpful because then when Jessica's calling me from each one of your desks.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, Jessica comes in whichever one of us is out at a meeting or something. Yeah. She just kind of takes over our office, which is fine. Yeah. But it'd be great if she had her own space when she was over here.
No, that'd be very nice of you. Yeah. I mean, I think that would be very nice.
Which means if we're going to do that, we need to look at equipment. Now I think there's going to be some coming out of CLP that we can repurpose to use that. But we're going to have to be flexible.
I did ask IT, I do believe, for her when she asked if anybody had any needs for this year. I think I did.
Yeah, and the board, when we had IT's work session, the board kind of said, I don't know how many workstations they have.
I think those
are two.
Are they all virtual?
Don't they all still have? Oh, I don't know. They might be all virtual.
I don't know.
Let's maintain some flexibility as we go through and we talk about this position on a Tuesday morning. But if you're okay with it, let's think along the lines of how would we outfit a couple of those down there for your use until we get any renovation that we might get done.
That's great. That would be very nice.
Do the attorneys have, in their offices, do they have desktops or do they have laptops with a docking station?
Some have laptops. I had one until it...
The thing is how I would specifically look at it is Jessica wouldn't have Prola available to her then.
Okay.
Because she's away from her office, and Prola is where she would probably keep a lot of her information about. Okay. Yeah, that would be the only.
Yeah, that would probably be another license that would be required. I can't ever keep that on the tip of my tongue.
I can log into the Ames office, and I can get into Prola. So if it's a stationary, I think IT could probably hook it up to Prola,
Okay, well, let's get through the conversation of the new civil position. When can we get that on our Tuesday? I just soon deal with that as soon as we can.
You can put it on the agenda for next Tuesday.
You can. Yeah, it's an action item, so it would be a board decision for a regular scheduled board meeting.
Would you ask that we just
and I can
our
be
letter?
Here.
Yeah, you use your letter, and Teresa, if maybe you and Jessica can come over, and we'll go through what we need to go through. Stephen, if you're available, come on over. We'll go through what we need to go through as part of a public meeting. So not tomorrow, but next Tuesday, if we can get it on the agenda, get that handled, but then be thinking along the lines of what the office space looks like. You guys have any problem with us utilizing two offices downstairs?
Oh, that was great. That was great. I was just going to lobby for one over there in Ames for a while there, because, I mean.
Well, that place is just sitting empty downstairs. It's a.
Yeah, and I think.
Yeah.
The larger office down there, they when Margaret moved across the hall,
yeah,
they utilized that as a conference room.
Conference room.
They're down one. Yeah. I think they've moved that big table back over into Charlie's old office. So I think the larger office down there on that side of the hall is available.
I'm sure Jessica would appreciate that when she's over here.
And I think two would be better than one, just in quick thinking about it, because if it's a new attorney, it would be nice if Jessica could be there at times. Or I could be there at times.
Sure. Well, so for me, you're already segmented enough in your office space. You're already segmented enough. So I'm not suggesting that we're trying to segment you more. Oh. I'm just trying to answer a space issue that I think we have.
No, I understand. And it makes sense.
Okay. Anything else that we need to talk about with the county attorney? Lisa, are we missing anything?
Nope.
Okay. Anybody? Paul?
I'm good.
Stephen, any final words of wisdom?
Only thank you very much for all your consideration about the renovations and these positions. I think that they'll all go to making things run much smoother for some time to come.
Well, we really appreciate the work you do and the relationship that this board has with the county attorney. I know that's not true everywhere. I don't know how they operate if it's not true, because along with the auditor, so we have all our different offices and departments. I don't know that there's anybody that we work closer with as a board than the auditor and the attorney. And so I'm really, really appreciative of the relationship we have.
Yeah, great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thanks.